Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Welcome to Welcome to Hell, the podcast where you send us your tales of sin and we offer our infernal judgment. Join us each week as we celebrate the salacious, bask in the bitchy, and enjoy a good old-fashioned gossip. Oh dear, it looks like you've been kicked by a horse and died, but not to worry, you're down here with us now. Step through those fiery gates and join me, Daniel Fox, comedian, power bottom, and Hell's resident receptionist.
And me, Dane Buckley, comedian, black belt in contemporary dance, and lapsed angel.
Darling, episode two, hello.
Hi.
How lovely to be at Little Beep as you begin your clock there.
I was trying to time it right.
It was lovely. It was beautiful. It was dramatic. How have you been?
Good, good. A little bit hot in here. We're in hell. We've got our candles. We've got all that. We're ready. But yeah, no, it's been very, very good. It's been a busy week.
Cinnamon and Cassia, our skinny bitch candelabras, are behind us.
We'll be letting you know their own socials soon. They'll be getting their own following.
They'll have their own separate Instagrams.
I think they've got an Edinburgh show, haven't they?
They've got an Edinburgh Fringe show coming. It's only episode two, so I guess any new listeners, we should remind them what this is.
Yes.
It is a podcast where we just revel in being bitchy little queens. We are very dear friends.
Sisters.
Professional gossips. Yeah. Award-winning.
Yeah, award-winning.
Olympic gossips. We love a naughty story. We love to judge.
Gossip, love a bitch.
Love a bitch, love a gossip.
Love a whispered kind of listening. Did you hear? But
love anything whispered. My God, anything whispered.
I think the first 6 months of knowing you, I started every sentence with, listen, I'm not one to gossip, but...
Yes, that was your Irish grandmother coming out on you. And also, quite crucially, as we mentioned in our introduction, this is a podcast where you can send in, you know, tales of sin by you or your fellow man. It can be my next door neighbours, Angela and Brad, are the worst. They have sex on the lawn. And I, through... boiling water over that, whatever it will be.
Something you did with a cousin twice removed, once imposed.
Yeah.
You know?
And just there's no shame in that. Who's the demon here? Am I the demon? Are they the demon? Let us send something into the celestial, nay, infernal aunties.
We are inviting them to call us infernal aunties.
The invitation has been sent to each listener to call us the infernal aunties if RSVP. They so does a hashtag. Where can they send that to, Dane?
They can send it to a range of places, can't they, Dan?
Yeah.
And those places would sound much better read in your lovely dulcet tones because I've not remembered them.
Yeah. No. You can, if you have anything to write in, you can send it in to judgment@thehell... No? Scratch. If you have anything to send in, you can send it to judgment@hellpod.com, or you can find us on all social media, can't you, Dane, at The Hell Pod.
Can I just say, you know, when you do a podcast, you do little bits, you do edits. I am loving when you need to re-edit something, this scratch. I loved her. Who choreographed her?
I wonder if Yannis... I guess we'll just have to leave that entire thing in now. It's something I'm workshopping.
Loved scratch. So,
how you been, love? Actually... don't fucking tell me. I have to give you a cocktail. We're starting each episode with a little cocktail. It's my turn to make the cocktails this week.
7:30 in the morning.
It's 7:30 in the morning.
Get the cheap rate.
This hellish red concoction that I've got for you here, I'm calling a bitter vicar.
Oh, a bit of vicar. Hold on. A bit of vicar or a bit of vicar?
A bit of vicar. Mm. He wanted to be a dancer. But
he lacked in rhythm.
His family pushed him into the parish. The cloth. He, have a little sip.
Ah! Oh, you absolutely vile cunt. Oh, that you are taking the piss.
I love a drink that I hate.
Oh, my God. This tastes like the Ampi Pure plugins. Like, you're drinking that liquid. That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. There is definitely some kind of orange-based situation in there.
Do you know what this... Shall I walk you through it?
Gin?
No, but hold on. Gin, there is some gin.
As you know, I don't like to mention that. I'm a super taster.
He never talks
please,
about it.
Please. Gin?
He's very shy about talking.
Regret? Yeah. Orange? Mm-hmm. But there's some Christmas spice in there.
You are a super taster.
Go on, lead me through.
Okay. It's gin.
Yeah.
It's Edinburgh gin. It is Campari.
Yes.
That is sort of like an orangey-ness, but like very, very, very bitter.
Chinotto leaf, isn't it?
Could be. Oh my God, it could be. Then there is a sherry. No, a port. There's like a fortified port. It's a Negroni, to which I've added pomegranate, and I steeped in it an orange and cinnamon tea bag.
Mm.
It's very subtle, but get you picking that up.
I also feel like it feels like it's medicinal, like you have to do this before an Edinburgh show or for your vocals. But I can already feel it's the kind of drink you'd have. Girls. On a date. You know that one where you need one to make the person attractive and for you to like do your best throwback head flirt?
This is a powerful drink.
Yes,
it's quite a sexy drink.
It is. It is a very sexy drink. Like it's powerful.
It is blood red.
I'm getting an Uber home.
It is strong as fuck. It is so elegant. You would only sip tiny bits at a time.
I can really hold my own.
Yeah.
But this feels like... we will be falling home. We have to be carried out of here. Like, that's gorgeous.
Dane, what have you been up to this week?
I've been a busy bee. I've had Lady Deadline in my life. I've had some writing deadline. Famously married to the Marquis de Procrastination.
Yes.
So, I mean, we've messaged each other a lot this week in terms of like, well, do you know, it has to be in 7 hours' time. I'm just going to watch one more episode of The Traitors and make a meal from scratch.
Yeah.
But I guess this is part of being a creative, right?
Yeah.
And comedy, like... you leave it to last minute and you hope that the muses will step in. And they sometimes do.
And this, what you've been writing is your beat poetry.
I've been writing my beat poetry.
Yeah, which you were going to do a bit for us now.
I was, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. Did he scent that liquor with pomegranate? Mmm, so like him to tempt my senses with cinnamon. There you go.
That was surprisingly good.
I would say tempt my senses.
Tempt.
Yeah, maybe. Tempt.
An erection.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. I mean, this is a perfect example of procrastination. This is why I'm shit at deadlines. But yeah, that's what I've been doing this week.
Yeah.
I've also been having an ongoing battle with the woman that does my eyebrows. She's kind of a bitch. I hate her. She hates me.
Your relationship with her.
She is the only person in the village that can do it.
She's actively rude to each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's from my nan, the same place as my nan, Calcutta in India. I thought we'd get on, but she has said stuff to me like, I will try my best, but you only have one good eyebrow, the other not so good. And she says that when there's a whole queue in those little stores or people lift, you know, waiting. And she's also said to me, lift up. And at one point she said, lift up the fat. And I was like, oh my God. I'm going to headbutt this fucking bitch. To be fair to her now, though, she has another girl help her on another day. And I have said to her, oh, sorry, can I have the nice person, please? And she has said to me before, the nice girl is not working today. Like,
oh,
she refers to her as the nice one as well. And I'm
she
like,
acknowledges that she's
is the friendly one working? No, okay.
Okay, so just you
we,
then.
We have. She does do a good job. She does threading, which she is a traditional Asian way. I haven't done it yet. I need to. But she does it the traditional Asian way. It's £7. She doesn't give you a smile if you give a tip. So I've stopped the tip now. So.
Oh, really?
You didn't get the smile. And she's such a bitch if you ask for a receipt.
Oh,
like, really? I didn't ask you for a kidney, hun. I just asked for a receipt. But she does a dramatic performance. Goes away to her friends to print it and brings it back.
I love that so much.
So that's my life
that's
right now.
Life.
I've had a lot happening. I'm single. I don't know if you...
I did know.
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
Yeah, you can smell it.
I can see you crying. What have I been... I mean, I too have been...
What have you been up to
Thank
this
you
week?
For asking. Yeah. I too have been visited by Lady Deadline.
Right.
She's been very busy
driving.
She
hasn't been visited by Lady Eyebrows, I can see.
Yeah, thank you for that, you fucking cunt. My eyebrows need doing, yeah. I also very much need a haircut. My hair has started forming into kind of like what I would describe as like a Russian hat.
Take the helmet off. Let us see the hair.
My hair is...
A Russian hat.
It's like a bit of a blot. It's like, well, yeah, one of those like ladies' glamorous fur hats.
No,
at
it's
moment.
Lovely.
Thank you.
It's really good about. On Zoom as well.
Good. That's good. And I need my eyebrows doing... Do you know what I did?
Poppers.
Let me tell you what I did, poppers. No, I did... You know when you go to a Turkish barber, they can flame your ears to get rid of all the little hairs off your ear. I did it myself.
They are so hot, though, those barbers.
Very hot.
They're very hot. But also, you don't look like you have that kind of Turkish Ottoman hair.
No. But I do get a wisps of, like, white hair.
What did you use to do it? Yankee Candle?
Yes.
A Fortnum and Mason.
I used a diptych candle. I used a lighter.
Oh.
I used a little candle lighter, and I cupped my hand over my ear like that. Tell and then I went, and I just... You sort of just tap it onto your ear like that.
But would you not want to pull it out at the root? I'm one of those ones, though.
Because you do that for like half a second and all the hair just goes...
Okay.
I mean, cut to me next episode having no hair on one side of
it. Do you know what, Dane? You raise... We can't dwell here too long, but like the thing about going to a Turkish barber's that's lovely is they do that thing where they lean into you as they cut your hair. And it's the nearest thing to action I have. Their pelvis is just leaning in.
They're so... There's nothing like a Turkish barber when they put the hot flannel. They like cover your face in a hot flannel and you're like, they could do anything now.
It's gorgeous.
I don't know what's going on. They could snap my neck. Dane, each episode... Something that we're doing here in hell is rewriting the sins, aren't we? We're rewriting the seven deadly sins. The seven deadly sins are lame. Yeah. They are... You were going to read them out, weren't you? What were they?
I was going to read them out.
You were going to recite them from memory now.
Yes, I was. They are constipation.
Constipation.
Lactose intolerance.
Yeah.
Gluten intolerance.
Mm-hmm.
Scrabble.
I've completely forgotten what I'm saying. I'm so drunk.
You were saying the seven deadly sins, and I said them really well. Eloquently, I said
them. But they are wrath. Mm. Right, let's go through them. Wrath, sloth, greed, lust, pride. We've got five.
And then the other one, envy.
Envy.
And
there's one more.
That's the other one.
Wrath,
which
sloth,
was sometimes
known. Greed, lust.
Vanity? No. The other one.
The listener knows what the other one is.
Milton Keynes.
That's it.
Milton Keynes.
And as we've said abundantly to each other, what for? Like, pride. What? I've gone through much therapy to have some pride in my life. Like, I want a person with pride.
But listen, these were the olden days where shrimp was a sin.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, a cotton poly blend was a sin.
Yeah, they didn't quite
have,
right.
They didn't have the internet.
No.
They didn't have catch up.
Yeah.
So their bar was low.
What's wrong with a bit of lust? What's wrong with a bit of lust?
Foundation of my personality.
That is all you are.
I'm just lust housed in this body.
Sloth. Who doesn't love a nap?
Exactly.
Who doesn't love to lie face down?
Yeah. Pride. Who doesn't love a corporate company pretending they care for a month? You know?
Exactly.
Exactly.
So we're adding new ones.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Headliners, Ulta, Ray-Ban, and Canon. Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals during Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th. The cash back rates are even bigger. I'll be shopping for Adidas and Fenty. You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of Big Give Week's 15% cash back. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Do you want to begin? Sure. What are you throwing in the sin bin this week?
What am I throwing in the sin bin? What am I putting in the eternal fire? I think something that's happened to me a few times, and I can't believe how petrified I am when it happens, is imagine, if you will, Daniel, you're cruising Insta and you're having a little bitch chat about someone. Imagine you have friends that you bitch about, and you send, you see this person who may not be a nice person. You see them looking like an albino worm, and you send that story to your friend. To bitch.
Yeah.
Make you feel better about
life. I know what
life.
You're going to say.
But no, you've sent it to the person.
You've sent it to the person. Because at the top of Instagram now, every time you press send, the person who posted the post is the top one.
It has happened to me thrice this week.
In what demented world did some Instagram like tech nerd go, oh yeah, when people are sending a post, they want to send it to the person that made it.
And then you have to pretend and be like, oh my God, this is so good that you did this thing.
Oh my God, I literally sent one to a person
and
had to literally do that. Had to go, well
we
done.
We did it to the same person. Oh, no. I know we did.
Well, now they're going to know who, they're going to listen to this.
Well, anyway. I did to a few people this week, to be fair. Okay. I mean, I've asked your mum not to say what I said her about you, but listen.
I'm sure she agrees. I 100%. So you're throwing Instagram doing that?
I'm doing that feature. Instagram, but also me. Because now what I do is I'm literally, when I send something on, let's face it, to you, to have a bitch about this person, what they're doing, I literally like, it's like when I'm cutting chicken.
Yeah.
I'm so like, okay, scalpel, gloves. Let me just double check 9 times. Can you just authenticate? Yeah, okay. Send.
Yeah, I'm like a surgeon.
Like a surgeon, because I have been scarred so many. Because one of the time, said person had seen it. So I had to follow up with, oh my God, so good you're doing this. Kiss-oh.
Have you ever sent a screenshot of an argument to the person? Or a screenshot of a...
No, that's a new level of hell.
This was years ago. I was once having an argument with a girl. I screenshotted what she had said, and I sent it to her.
So she knows. She knows.
Saying... this fucking bitch.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. I clenched as you said that. I have sent the person a voice note of me bitching them about.
Wow.
They started to listen. I deleted it. And when that happens, I imagine it deletes the voice note halfway through.
No, I don't think so. I think it keeps playing.
Fuck off.
I think if you send someone a voice note and they have pressed play, it plays.
Well, I don't speak to her anymore anyway.
I wonder why.
She shouldn't have ugly children. That's what I'm saying.
Mysteriously, she just stopped talking to me after that.
So look, do you accept that in the fire?
Yeah, 100%.
Thank you.
And like, if Instagram is listening, and I hope they are, fix that fucking feature.
Absolutely.
Like, no world have I ever wanted to send someone's post to that person.
No one wants that or needs that. Right, what would you put in your fire?
What I am throwing into the fires of hell this week is people who have a hot back of the head and a hideous front of the face.
Yeah.
The disappointment that I feel, I spend...
Body as well?
Body, it doesn't matter.
Right.
If I'm walking behind someone, or I'm sat, you know, maybe I'm sitting in a theatre.
Writing poetry.
I'm a cultural woman. Maybe I'm at the theatre.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm in a movie.
Yeah.
And I'm watching, and I start fancying, I think, God, that person's my future husband. I mean, I'm literally in a long-term relationship with a boyfriend who I love, but I'm looking at this person, I'm thinking, look at you.
Yeah. When my boyfriend dies, you will be next.
When you'll be second.
Yeah.
What a wonderful time. Beautiful, hot.
And then he turns.
I go, oh, God, it ruins I think it's so misleading. I think it is criminal. I think it's rude.
Question.
Yeah.
I'd ask, not a question, statement really. I'd ask you to show sympathy for that person though, because my mum tells a story where she was walking in the park. She was 60, Irish woman. A man wolf whistled behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on the phone to me and she went, Jesus, I dare not turn around because I'm an old granny. He'll be embarrassed. I feel pressure. I'll just keep walking. I'll gift him that.
Mm.
And I was like, Mum, at some stage you'll need to turn. And she got home really late that night. So she kept walking.
How I like to live my life is to have an ugly back of the head.
Yeah.
I style my hair for the front.
Yeah.
What is going on behind me is not my business.
No.
Nor is it anyone else's.
No.
I am a front-facing.
Sorry.
I am a flange-facing feature.
Right.
Take me as I am here. Yeah. What is going on back there? That is behind the scenes. That is backstage.
Into the flames.
I just think it's disappointing.
It is disappointing.
There's enough disappointment in the world without being gaslit by people's hot back of their heads.
Yeah. They should, by rights, at least walk sideways on, shouldn't they?
All right, Dane, I think it's time for a little section that we like to call...
Am I the Devil?
As we've said, we invite our listeners to write in their conundrums of sin and morality each week.
Bitching, their gossip.
Confessions.
Their tea.
Yeah, their tea.
Their tea.
What is some tea that you've got going on, either with yourself or with another?
We are the Celestial Aunties.
We are the Infernal Aunties, that's
right. Infernal Aunties. I don't really go in for words. But we are the girls' gaze. Like, they can come to us and be like, listen,
come
don't tell anyone, but...
Say, come to us with your moral dilemmas and let us judge you. Let us tell you who's who in this situation.
Do, yeah.
Shall I be mother?
Yes, be mother.
Okay.
You've got the body for it.
I've got the childbearing hips, the dewy breasts and the gunt. Right, here we go. Dear Dane and Daniel, well, they've got the order there.
I think that's about right.
Not. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
Roll
I off
do.
The tongue. Dear Daniel and Dane, me and a friend were once dating two brothers. For context, I am a gay man and she is a straight woman. It was a crazy coincidence because we met them both on Tinder, but we thought it was quite fun that we could end up being brother and sister-in-laws one day. Sure. She went on two dates with hers, I went on one date with mine. They were both hot, but in a smarmy way. Sure. I know exactly what that looks like.
Yeah.
Both worked as estate agents, okay, and both came out with some questionable lines. My friend told me that on her second date, her guy told her, "You've got such a hot face, so your body doesn't matter."
Such an estate agent thing to say.
Such an estate agent thing. A classic negative complimenting,
yeah,
intended to undermine. And not on, given my friend is self-conscious about her body.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, yeah. We laughed.
Cunt, really.
Yeah, what a fucking cunt. We laughed about what an asshole he was, but an hour later, I got a text from my one saying the exact same thing. We realized then that these slimy boys were sharing mean lines. Long story short, when the gay brother was sexting me that night, I sent him a close-up nude. Oh, a close-up nude of a dick. Nude of a dick.
I know what's coming.
Only after he had finished himself off and provided evidence did we send the uncropped version of the picture and reveal that he'd just wanked off to a photo of his brother's dick.
Delicious.
Is it hell for us? Love, Harry and Kate.
I love Harry and Kate.
Harry and Kate, it's hell for you, but come and join us.
Oh my God.
For a bitter
Cheers.
Vicar. Cheers to you both. Mm.
That's delicious behaviour.
Isn't that fabulous?
That is so good.
hell for, like, the worst part of hell for both of those boys.
I mean, I will say about those man boys. Do you know what? Those man children, there is something about estate agents.
Yeah.
They are ugly behaviour, but it's a bit sexy as well.
It's toxic.
It's toxic.
We like
so
toxic.
Delicious, therefore.
It is lovely in some ways, but like I can completely see why you both went on a date with them.
Yeah, and I like that they were sharing the mean line. Like, yeah, it's the really. Kind of thing, look, I use this line, I'll gift it to you.
And sort of lovely modern, I think, they're twins in my mind, and they are a gay one and a straight one, or both bi, who knows.
Yeah. Well, but what glorious, glorious revenge.
Yeah.
If he didn't enjoy it.
If he didn't enjoy it.
I love that.
I think that's absolutely fabulous.
They're absolutely welcome.
I think the two boys are clearly, yes, you inadvertently, well, very deliberately made him engage in incest that he didn't realise he was doing and scarred him mentally forever.
If they felt the need to send in that picture, then who were
if
we?
If you felt the need to send in that picture, that is not on us to stop you.
Sending several angles
we
of it.
We can't stop you from sending that in.
No.
And it wouldn't be right of us
wouldn't
to do
be right.
so. And you can send that to Judgment at the HellPod. The HellPod. Judgment at HellPod.com. The HellPod on socials. DNL Fox. On Instagram or
Chub Stud on Grindr,
Dane Buckley 1971 on
that's my measurements
on Instagram. I think that was I'm absolutely wonderful. I'm so on board with Harry and Kate.
I absolutely accept that. Okay,
Harry and Kate Middleton and Harry Prince Harry.
I was thinking that you said it.
Dane, a letter for me. I'm really into the bitter vicar.
It's melted the straw, but okay.
Yeah, it's melted the cup.
Anonymous. That's the same name we've had on previous letters, to be fair.
Yeah, he's busy writing.
From Land's End. Well, I think we can probably just judge on that, can't we? Right. When I was 25, I tried everything to make my relationship work. I even did steak and blowjob day in March. Do you know about this?
I do know about that.
14th of March, I believe. Okay. My boyfriend used to say...
Dane has some filet mignon ready for any men that fancy giving it a go.
My boyfriend used to say he just wanted the steak. It's fucking mean.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I finally left him. A few weeks later, my girlies brought me out and we got speaking with a group of lads in the local pub. Needless to say, I had a one-night stand with a very handsome man who made me feel desirable again. Love that. The next day I woke up, I took a morning after pill, and we had a carvery. We arranged to meet again, and as we were texting, I found out that he was 16.
Okay.
Note to Americans, the legal age here is 16.
Is 16. Consent,
yeah. I was mortified. He honestly looked 30, and he was drinking in the pub with older men. I ghosted him and have never gone back to that pub. I cringe when I think about it. Will I be in hell with you?
I mean, he's, you know, technically... How old is this person?
She said 23 or 20... 25. When I was 25. Right. Where is Land's End?
I believe that is in Cornwall.
Because let's not pretend 16-year-olds don't drink in pubs. Because
especially in Cornwall.
Yeah, I was going to say, but absolutely.
Because people walk from Land's End to John O'Groats.
Right.
And I think, which is
I'm going to start on geography now.
That is the longest you can... That is the longest you can go between... The furthest north and the furthest south in the country.
I have no idea. My geography is
completely glazing over. Absolute bimbo. One of them is in the north of Scotland. One of them is south Cornwall. And I think...
One is in Scotland. I didn't know that.
Yeah, John O'Groats, I think, is Scotland. Or Land's End in Scotland and John O'Groats.
Well, you learn something every day.
One or the
but
other.
But back anyway, here today to this
here today in this place.
a lovely word from our sponsors, Tourism Board, Land's End. Yeah, so she... First of all, can I just say, what a bastard, the boyfriend. Like, that's so passive-aggressive. I just want the steak, actually.
Yeah, imagine being so... Imagine he's, like, turning down a blowjob.
I am legally a
obliged
man.
To kill a man.
I'm legally a man.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell the ladies, like, we love a blowjob. It doesn't even really matter who's doing it.
Yeah.
Like, we do, right?
Yeah.
And
if I had a penis, I would love one. I've written
wonderful poetry about it. I'll send it to you. But they're wonderful, wonderful things. They're free. They're available. For him to turn it down feels really mean. And she, the wording there was, I was really trying on, what was it?
She's got her lipstick on.
Yeah.
She's got her...
I tried everything to make my relationship work.
Oh, and that's red.
I know that kind of girl that does that. And there just was some dickhead that won't give anything.
I've been that girl.
You've been that girl
twice this
month.
I've been sitting there with my lip gloss on.
Yeah. I love that her girl is brought to the pub, but obviously, yeah, absolutely mortifying. Can I just say, I love the next day she had a carvery and a morning after pill. That sounds like a divine
start. I was going to say the classic British starter.
I sometimes have a morning after pill with a carvery. Legally, yeah. Of
yeah,
course.
You take, of course, you famously, you take your calcium tablets.
Of course, yeah.
You take your morning after pill.
And a cold bath with gin to make sure just never
and a worming tablet,
again.
Don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
And,
Well, look, I don't think she did anything wrong, but I also love the drama of when she found out. Because I used to do youth work at the Saint, and there are 16-year-olds out there.
No, let's not say this.
No, there are 16-year-olds out there who look 40.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I went to school with boys where I was like, you look older than the teachers.
Like, I imagine there are also like 38-year-olds who look 20. Mm. So anyway, so listen, she didn't do, you know, it was legal in this country, but I can imagine... How mortified, how embarrassing.
Who hasn't had a breakup, had a rebound, gone for a nice drink, accidentally become a paedophile? Who hasn't?
Daniel said that,
who
not me.
Blame her in this day and that. No, my type.
We
is,
need a picture to know.
My type is minimum 2 to 3 times my age, bearded old sailor. Yeah. Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner.
But I can imagine she looks back now on this and just absolutely fucking cringes. And also, I imagine any future date, she's like, hello, lovely to meet you. What do you do? Can I see your age, please?
Yeah, oh, like, you would be
absolutely,
like...
Absolutely, for the rest of time.
Undercover cop.
Yeah.
They're like, isn't it weird how Mary always insists that someone brings their passport when they...
Thank God she found out then and didn't like pick him up at his mum's house. Do you know what I mean? Like, what would have happened?
While she's buttering up those blowjob steak lips.
Yeah. He's in bed. He's got his GCSEs in the morning, darling. You know what I mean? So, do you know what? She can come.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it wasn't her fault.
It wasn't her fault.
Said the man in the witness stand. It wasn't her fault. Okay.
Well,
I think we've covered a lot this week.
I think we've covered a lot. We may be cancelled.
Steak and Blowjob Day is on the
14th of March.
Vegetarians can have a...
Just a blowjob and a titwank.
Yeah, a titwank. A cauliflower steak is what I was fishing for. But yeah, titwank.
They're the same to me.
And Dane, if the audience liked this, don't you think that they could be sure to check back for new episodes every Thursday?
I really think they would be able to.
And if you want to earn yourself a VIP place in hell and get access to bonus episodes every month and naughty little treats and all sorts of other things, why not subscribe to our Patreon with a range of price points starting at our very competitive £3, I can't believe it's not heaven package deal.
We'd also ask you to spread the word. Spread many things, wouldn't we, Daniel?
Spread those.
Spread the legs, spread the morals, spread the butter.
Spread the butter.
Spread the word about a podcast if you'd like that, though. Tell your friends, get those forked tongues flickering, tell your gays, tell your girls. And if you want, we gift you the opportunity to leave a little review, don't we?
We would love to invite you to leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah, it's a minimum 5-star, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. That's all we can accept.
Anything less than that. You can create... actually doesn't work when you try to do it.
You can create a subsidiary group for like 6-7 stars or new.
That's, yeah. I've heard that. Mm-hmm. You can start a blog, a sort of a fan page if you wanted to. Yeah. And as always, if you want our infernal judgment on any tales of mischief or salaciousness from you or your fellow man, you can write to us at judgment@hellpod.com. Find us on our socials and DM us there at the Hellpod. And also you may wish to suggest a cocktail or anything else. Fan art, love letters. Until next week, bye for now. Love you lots. Bye.